Damn, right. I would love to start a business, dude. Just have, I want to be a fucking, I want to be like a fucking diner.
I literally started a business. Dude? This is a business.
This is a business.
I started the business. I employ you. You're incapable of starting a business.
I'm executive vice president.
That's why I had to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm president of the union.
I'm executive
That's
vice
fine.
President, dude. We won't have any fucking union that's in here, dude.
Wait, you're
I'm a
anti-union?
Company man.
Yeah.
I'm a company man. We'll get a scab in here so quick, dude.
This is bullshit. I thought we were starting a union.
Sorry, dude, I sold you out.
Man, I've
you
been
just like,
Mr. Mullen
just
gave
like,
me a sweet deal.
You just like bargaining.
Of course
but
I do.
Collective
and I like
bargaining.
Doing collective.
I like collecting and I like bargaining. I collect stamps and rare coins and I bargain. I say I give you 5 cents for that dime. That dime is worthless. Trust me, I collect rare coins all the time, pal. I'm telling you, that dime is worthless. So I'll give you 5 cents for it. That'd be a cool character. The guy that convinces, you know, a Jack Lemmon guy that hangs out in the Dunkin' Donuts in Grand Central and convinces people to sell him their change for less
for
than
less
it's worth.
Change.
That's a long time.
I tell you, I've seen plenty of quarters in my life. Now, this one is worth, yeah, that's what he do. I'll give you a dollar for that quarter. But these other 10 quarters you have are worthless. So I'll buy them off of you for a nickel.
That's not a bad con, dude.
Yeah, I just do this all day, and that's what they call me, the artist of 42nd Street. The beautiful artist of 42nd Street. I've been standing on this corner for 97 years.
I've made almost $400.
Yeah. I've been out here since 1823. My father was a shipbuilder, and my mother was a prostitute.
We should do a fucking three-card Monty game, dude. Fucking start a scam like that. Old school shit.
Yeah.
You know? Or have like a fucking... What are some cons we could get into? We could pretend you're lost. How about... Why did every homeless person always say they need like a bus ticket to like...
I wish I was a con man so bad, dude.
I could never fucking... I would just... I don't know. I couldn't pull it off. I would just be too happy about the con. I'd be too excited to get their money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a good enough actor.
Yeah.
Have you ever fell for any cons?
Have I fallen,
have you fallen
for
any cons?
No, I could see through them immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also...
Seton one time in fucking D.C. And Seton's not like a dumb guy.
No, he's smart dude.
You know, and you think he would have a little bit more street smarts than this, but some like fucking bum was like, you want this Dell laptop? It's $70. And it was like a Dell laptop box. And Seton was like, yeah. And he like gave the guy $70. And then they don't even open... They take the box all the way back to the venue and they open it up. It's filled with a bunch of newspapers. And it was like Seton and like I think Andy Haynes and Jay Hastings like running down the street. They're like, "Have you seen this fucking guy?" or whatever. It's like, first of all, don't do anything to that guy.
Right,
if you can.
Right, right.
Get your money back, but don't act like you're gonna fucking beat
right,
up this
right.
homeless
a
man.
A homeless guy who outsmarted you on
right.
a diet of like stale honey buns
yeah,
and fucking
yeah, yeah.
coffee he found.
No, you absolutely deserve to have that happen. Yeah. If you get fucking ripped off, you probably deserve it.
By a fucking homeless dude.
Yeah.
By a guy who hasn't slept indoors, he had more critical thinking than you.
Yeah.
I remember one time in Chinatown when I was like 14, we came up to fucking do like a Greek trip to New York, and all these fucking assholes, there's like a group of my friends were just like fake like
wait, you were the group
kids.
Of assholes. I heard Greek trip to New York.
Absolutely. No. We yeah. But these kids were like the fuck they were like they thought they were like real they just ran their father's diners
mm-hmm.
and they thought they were like
mm-hmm.
drug deal they acted like they were drug dealers cuz they had like dads who spoiled them.
Right, right.
So they went to buy fake chains and they all got robbed. They all got their shit. They're like, "All right, follow me into this empty building." They just followed some fucking guy into a vacant building and they stole $400 from them. They were all going to buy fake. I think it was G-Unit chains at the time. I think that's what was hot. And nothing makes me happier than that. Than just like fucking the shittiest Greek kids getting robbed. Although I do want a fake chain. I got fucking...
What kind of fake chain?
I didn't fall for
I just
con.
Got fake Yeezys for $13.
Right. That are just the bin Yeezys.
I still sell fake Pokemon cards. I hang out at middle schools and stuff. How funny would it be if... If I got arrested for doing that, like I'm just in the fucking elementary school, hanging out in the bathroom, and the police show up, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing in here? I'm like, I sell bootleg Pokemon cards.
Please.
I'm 30 years old. This is the only business I've ever known in my life.
Fuck, man. One time a Chinese lady out-haggled me. I bought a fake Gucci backpack, and she haggled the shit out of me. Dude, I ended up paying like $50 for it, and it was like, you know, a 4-cent backpack.